So there are three questions in this video number 7 of the third chapter. The first question is, my question is regarding merit. Is it possible to destroy the merit with anger or hatred once it has been dedicated? I'm sorry if this question is late, as I know you have already taught and answered questions on merit. It's true we discussed this before, but it doesn't matter. Generally, it is said that after you make a very positive deed or positive inspiration, positive emotion, then you do a very strong negative thing like hatred, then it kind of the impact of that, impact of something, the strongest impact of something that's most recent impact is something that is very kind of what can you say, controlling yourself, you know, completely controlling yourself is the strongest. So therefore it kind of undermines all the things that you have done before. It doesn't totally get rid of, but it kind of overshadows. That's why it is said that it's good to dedicate. Dedication is like giving away or sharing it. So once you share something, then you don't have it with you. So nobody can take it away from you. You know, it's like you have you receive lots of money, for instance, and then you immediately kind of distribute it or invest it or do something, buy something, and then a thief comes and tries to get it from you. What the thief can get only what is left with you. They cannot get what you have already kind of distributed or invested or whatever. So in the same way, therefore, you know, to dedication is very important. But dedication is also itself a very positive thing. So therefore, you know, it is a way to enhance our positive deeds. Make it, you know, multiply all the time. Because if I did something really great and then say, this is for all the sentient beings till they become enlightened. So that effect kind of remains in a way. So therefore, you know, it cannot be taken away. That's why it is always said that dedication is a very important part of the practice. So therefore, we try to do the dedication as much as possible, all the time. It's not that only after you've done something great. We can dedicate the positive deed of our past, future and present. And it's better to do that way. That's the dedication. Next question is, my question concerns the three types of bodhisattva's motivation. No matter which bodhisattva motivation you have, to bring happiness and enlightenment to others before you reach enlightenment, or together or first, don't you have to have an element of realization, skillful means, compassion and wisdom yourself in order to truly help others? Of course, the more I have, more I have wisdom and compassion, the more I can help others. So therefore, when I make the motivation of shepherd-like bodhisattva also, it doesn't mean that I don't do anything for myself now. It means that I will do everything to develop my wisdom and compassion, and at the same time also try to help other beings. It's working on your own positive things, positive karma, positive wisdom and compassion, and your development is never stopped. That's not the case. It's that you wish others to much more positive things than yourself. You are not, therefore it becomes much more stronger. Actually, the greater the motivation, the stronger your positivity becomes, your actual practice becomes, because then you are less concerned about yourself, more concerned about others. That's the main understanding. It is not about you don't do anything to get, to develop your own wisdom, compassion, and positive deeds. And that's one thing. Then this next part of the question is, on the other hand, as the Dhamma teaches us, we are the only ones who can change our samsaric state of mind. No one can do that for us. So by our own efforts, we can reach enlightenment. Although we may receive great teachings, help, advice along the way by great teachers and masters, they can only point us to the right direction. Doesn't it have to come from our own experience from us? Hope you understand what I'm trying to ask. Your thoughts would be most welcome. Now there are three things here. Of course, when I develop myself, when I, I must do it myself. Nobody can do it for me. But everything is because of many, many causes and conditions. And there's nothing which is just, one thing, one reason, one cause, one condition. So therefore, it is also possible. It's also, necessary to have lots of different causes and conditions. So therefore, I can create positive conditions, and that's why good teachers are very important. Good situation in life is very important. That's why we pray to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and great beings to help us. There's a lot of influence. We can influence each other so much. Like, although if I become a good person or a bad person is up to me. But if I am in a society which is very negative, then I tend to become that way. And if I am in a society or an environment which is very positive, then I can be in that situation also. So therefore, everything helps. So that's why it is very, 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 the help of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and teachers and the Sangha and, everything is very, very important. So therefore we also pray to be born in a positive situation. We also have to appreciate our friends and spiritual friends and things like that. And therefore we also, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and their prayers and their connections with us can very much help. So therefore it is not only me and nothing else. It's me also, but it is not, if you are really good, then everything can be, that's enough. But you also need the support, you also need the environment, you also need. So therefore, as a Bodhisattva, we try to create those kind of environments, those kind of influences, those kind of positive, kind of help and aspiration and blessing and all sorts of things. So there's a lot that can also be, helped. You can say help, I think that's the best word. So therefore it's many facets, it's not just one way. So therefore, when we say that, that's why we, it's not only that I have to do only myself and nobody can help and nobody can do anything. Of course, that's why we pray and that's why we do all positive things and that's why we, they try to get all the positive conditions together. And so that's what the Bodhisattva is trying to do also. So therefore, it has to click together, and that's the understanding. Then Next question, or last question, is my question is about daily practice, making the Dhamma center in my everyday life. What is the best way to keep the Bodhisattva vow in the front of my mind? Whatever I'm doing, I'm also just starting to do the Ngondo practice, so I'm aspiring to think about the precious human life as much as possible. Is it all right to put these two together in my mind, Bodhisattva vows and precious human life, so that whenever I think of one, I also think of the other? All these comes to one thing. You know, this I think you have to understand clearly. There's no separation. It's not two things. It's just one thing. That's very, very important to understand. You know, I see that everybody needs to be, you know, to be free from suffering and wants to be happy. And therefore, I want myself to be free from suffering and want to be happy. That I know. So I also know that everybody is like that. So I wish and I want and I'm dedicated to do something about that to all the people. And that's bodhicitta. And now I see that in this situation, in the situation that I am now, I am a human being. So as a human being, I understand that. And as a human being, I might have some strength and some kind of capacity to help. So therefore, you know, I must appreciate this. I must appreciate this human life, because because of being human, I can understand this. Understand why I need to aspire to be bodhisattva, and also I have some capacities to help myself, practice myself, and help others in many different ways. So therefore, I need to appreciate this human life even more. But this human life is not, you know, not permanent. So therefore, I must work on it diligently, and I must not. There's no way that I can kind of too much cling to it also, because it will change. And also try to make causes and conditions that I will get this kind of positive environment, this kind of human life, and other positive conditions in the future as well. So therefore, you know, all these kind of things come together, and this is very important to understand. All the four thoughts and bodhicitta and refuge and, you know, everything that is there in the Ngondo comes together, and that's the way of life. To work in that way is putting the Dhamma into your life. Thank you very much.